You're listening to Marketplace. I am Molly Wood. It's almost time for the official start of the NFL season, and the league is in the news, kind of like it always is, if you think about it. For example, there's a New York Times report today about the upcoming movie Concussion. It deals with brain damage caused by NFL players' repeated head injuries, and whether Sony Pictures softened the script to avoid offending the NFL. The movie's director says that didn't happen, but leaked emails from the Sony hack suggest otherwise. Either way, the story helps cement the impression that the NFL is so powerful that it gets whatever it wants. And a big part of that power comes from the fact that the NFL has turned itself into a year-round media force. Marketplace's Gigi Duban has more.
17 weeks. That's how long NFL season lasts, technically. But there's also free agency, scouting combine, the draft, training camp. And let's not forget fantasy football. People have to check on who's injured and who's looking good, right?
I think they've really achieved a nice balance of being able to have events that people continuously look forward to during the offseason.
Rodney Paul teaches sport management at Syracuse University. He says spacing out events throughout the year keeps people buzzing about the sport. And it fills those quieter off months, says Peter Rosenberger. He teaches sport management at NYU.
So that it becomes nearly a full 12-month cycle where there's constant interest and chatter.
And that chatter is all over sites like Facebook and Twitter, even when you think it's time to move on, Rosenberger says.
Start watching hockey, folks. Hockey's a great sport. No. We're going to designate JP, our franchise player for the New York Giants. Well, that's all great until he blows his finger off on the 4th of July.
Rosenberger says social media has been the jet fuel of fans' year-round demand for all things NFL. And even when there's bad news, there's just more to talk about, says Mike Lewis. He teaches marketing at Emory University.
To some extent, the bad news is part of their success. Because, you know, when something goes wrong, if it's associated with the NFL, this becomes a major media story.
For example, the NFL's concussion crisis. The league is paying hundreds of millions of dollars to settle lawsuits by 5,000 former players who say the league covered up the danger from concussions. That hasn't put a dent in the sport. Yet. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.